VPN services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, November 20th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line in this time slot on Tuesdays, but it got pushed back to Wednesday this week because, of course, we were swearing in Miss Vicky over in Antrim County as the new clerk. Ian Murphy, the Iron Pig Smokehouse. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy, and congratulations to Vicky.
Yes, thank you very much for that, and I appreciate you moving your schedule around to be able to be on with us today. I do want to wrap up that last story I just talked about. A good friend of mine, Christian Megan, she's an industrial hygienist. She has a lot of experience in dealing with protocols for industrial workspaces regarding health, and was against the mask mandate and was a real warrior. She's a libertarian, but she aligns and votes for the Republicans most of the time because obviously she can't support the Democrats. But she put up a post that's getting a lot of traction about why Mike Rogers lost while Donald Trump won a statewide election. He was, of course, running for U.S. Senate against Elisa Slotkin. Yeah. And she said that a lot of libertarians, and I know you kind of fall into that political category, you vote Republican, but you're basically libertarian-minded. She said that they couldn't support him. His time in Congress, his wife being in charge of security of the embassy in Benghazi the night four Americans died, his voting record, the bills that he sponsored, you know, the Patriot Act, spying on us, the FISA courts, the whole nine yards. What did you do, if you don't mind sharing? Did you vote for Rogers? Did you not vote? Because a lot of people left that oval blank, and that's why you lost, especially in Saginaw and Muskegon County. Well, what was your overall takeaway from the U.S. Senate race?
Well, I'll tell you that it's a very interesting conversation, the whole Slotkin-Rogers race to begin with. I know it stood out nationwide as one of those sort of albatrosses. How did Trump win Michigan so handedly, but Mike Rogers didn't? And this is what I'm hearing, is that a lot of the libertarians, or those middle-of-the-road sort of folks, didn't like Mike Rogers as a candidate. I was not very particular. I did not like Mike Let me put it that way. He's a nice guy. Sure. His wife is very nice. They came in here in the restaurant. They supported us. I reluctantly did vote for Mike Rogers. I had to set aside a lot of that stuff. Mainly, I was voting against Alyssa Slotkin and right. her CIA background, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
I was hoping that Mike Rogers was sort of seeing what was going on, you know, with everything in Trump, and that maybe he would not be, you know, all those things that you mentioned about Mike Rogers are the reason why he lost this race. I agree with him 100%. I very, very reluctantly voted for him. But what's interesting is this conversation that's happening now with the 2028 race here in Michigan, specifically for governor. Is I'm hearing a lot
2026.
Of, sorry, 26, yes. Yep. For governor, I'm hearing a lot of people that are just not satisfied, A, with the round of candidates that we had last time, and B, who are the Republicans going to put up, because they haven't had the best of candidates in the past. And this is not me saying, this is just what I'm hearing, you know, at large.
Sure.
And it seems like Mike Rogers may have been a victim of that. We just didn't put up very good candidates in the last two cycles, is my opinion. And I think that the voters are kind of bearing that out as well.
Absolutely. So, especially in Muskegon and Saginaw counties.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's just real interesting to see that Mike Rogers, that case is a bit of a microcosm of what we might see in the governor race here.
Yeah. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hey Patriots, veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
around you. Good loving all that. And usually it's too late when you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. I have to say that now instead of saying just downtown Gaylord. There's some exciting things happening. Crazy world that you're living in right now. Deer season is in. However, no snow. Still kind of mild out there. It's supposed to be cold and some snow possibly coming in maybe this weekend. We'll wait and see it in the UP for sure. But while running the business and dealing with all that, you're actually... construction supervisor and dealing with the bureaucratic agencies of Liquor Control Commission and all the other things happening for your new location. Give us an update. How are things going?
You know, I was trying to do a count the other day of all the agencies that I interact with here in Michigan. The newest one is Eagle. So our downtown location is on public water and sewer, so we don't have to have our water tested. The city handles that, you know, when we pay a water bill. Our sure. new location at 4029 Old 27 South, right across from Otsego Lake, that is a private well system there. So I get to interact with Eagle, the Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy Administration here in Michigan now. They're testing for VOC and everything, but it's just interesting how many agencies I have to interact with on a monthly basis just to run, you know, a simple food and beverage operation. But we are getting closer and closer every single day. I know every week I say that, but we're still waiting for the Liquor Commission to finalize the transfer of the liquor license. We have a health inspection, I believe, probably next week, just before Thanksgiving, to get our final sign-off on the kitchen there. So we're still hoping for the first or second week of December to be open, but okay. It looks like the majority of our construction, which was really going to be our parking lot, our parking lots, cleaning up around the pavilion, making our outdoor space a bit more friendly, most of that's probably going to be held off until the springtime now, which we're planning a great big grand opening celebration sometime in May.
Sometime in May. Excellent. Good deal, because I had a lot of people asking and excited and can't wait to come to the new location. I even spoke with Mike Solarski. He's a excavator and paving company down in Adrian, Michigan. And him and his brother and his dad, I believe, who's now 84 years old, started the company back in the 1970s. And he said, you know, I'd love to be able to come up and expand. They're looking at coming to possibly Gaylord as a location for a excavating paving company. And I said, Elmer's out of Traverse City and others definitely need competition up here. And so he's talking to his dad and his brother and seeing if we can find a piece of property somewhere in Gaylord area off of I-75 where they could rent for a, you know, a place to put their equipment and trucks and things like that and expand, hire some local people to work for them. And I said, well, what about you helping Ian with this parking lot situation and some Afton stone from Afton, Michigan? And he's like, you know, send me the diagram. Let me look it over. They're wrapping up things down in Adrian in southeast Michigan and said, yeah, we might be able to squeeze them in here before, you know, the snow starts flying, maybe even the first week or so in December. So I'm doing everything I can to help you out, brother. And I know you sent me that site plan. Very interesting layout. How many parking spaces are you going to end up on that site plan, the drawing you sent to me?
It goes back a little back and forth there. That's pretty much the finalized design that I sent you. We're trying to pack in as many parking spots as possible. That's really the goal, is with the drive-through at the new building and then the pavilion. If we've got an event going on at the pavilion, plus the restaurant is packed, we need as many parking spots as possible. And currently, there is basically one slab of asphalt there, then the rest of it is more or less sand. So it's just, it's a bit of a disaster waiting to happen. So, and that sure. was one of the biggest complaints we got when we purchased the property, was please, please, please upgrade the parking. It was such a mess. So that is one of, and it's such a new building. There are not many things that we can do to refresh the property because it's barely 6 years old.
Sure.
So upgrading the landscaping, the parking, and around the pavilion is the major upgrade that we plan to do. But for the wintertime, yeah, we at least need to drop some stone on that north parking lot up there, because that's where, you know, our trucks, we have 7 different delivery trucks that come in here on a weekly basis. So that's, yeah, that's a big deal.
Absolutely. Now, I did notice on the layout, a good large chunk of land is set aside, I believe for the septic system, the drain tile. Is, mm-hmm, is that drain field able to be parked on?
Unfortunately, no. So that's part of the problem, is that whole drain system cannot be parked on. So we plan to basically irrigate that, put some fencing and some trees around it, make a dog run up there, and potentially create an area for small weddings.
Oh, yeah. Put in a little gazebo, and there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be great. Two text messages came in during the break. Wanted to know, again, about the menu. You had talked about it, because this is going to be a full-service, sit-down, normal restaurant when you head into dinner hour. You had mentioned previously that you were going to have a different menu than what's on the Iron Pig menu currently. Just needed an update on that, because they were looking for some specialty items. They were wondering if you were going to do any wild game, if you were looking at any exotic type Northern Michigan fish, something that they could get only at the Iron Pig that maybe they can't get at other restaurants.
We'll definitely have some of that. Most of those particular items, like the wild game and the fish, those are going to be features. They won't be on the menu regularly. I can tell you right now, what's sitting in my cooler is buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, we are definitely are thinking outside of the box. Since we are the Iron Pig, we are going to be adding a few more pork products. Ossobuco is one of them, which many people just know as pork shank. We're doing a braised beef boneless short rib will also be on there. We're bringing back our smoked salmon, which we actually opened with 7 years ago. We're bringing that back and adding a bourbon maple glaze to that. What else do we have coming? There's some pretty cool stuff on this menu. It's almost all finalized. I'm trying to think of what else is on there. I should know, honestly. You're putting me on the spot. Golly.
Well, that's okay. But one of the things is that definitely it'll be improved and expanded from your current menu that you have there in downtown Gaylord.
Yeah, you know, the main thing here is everything has been designed to be fast casual, right? So quick service. Almost everything is served on a tray, right? At the new restaurant, yeah, we'll still have those trays, and we'll still have our menu that we have now. But for dinner, you're going to get a plated meal with actual plates. We'll have full service as an option if you like. You'll still be able to order at the counter. Like, we get so many hockey teams, volleyball teams that come through, and they want to order quick, get in and get out, jump back on the bus, but they don't want to go to Burger King, or they don't want to spend $1 million at Panera Bread. So we'll still have that order at the counter option. So basically, when you walk in, when you get greeted, you're more or less going to be asked, hey, would you like table service or would you like counter service? And then from there, you'll get a waiter or waitress, or you'll get a number, and then you go up and order at the counter, or one of our awesome wait staff will come over and take care of you as traditional table service.
Good deal. We'd also, one of the things that we're excited about is that pavilion and the potential of what we might be able to do with that as far as events, political events, concerts, different things like that. Question is, based on the size of the pavilion, and if we were able to bring in, let's say we rented some chairs and we did, like, you know, regular concert seating, where the chairs are side by side in rows in maybe 3 different sections with aisles down the middle. Mm-hmm. Potentially, how many folks can we put under that roof?
I believe it is around the number of 500.
500 people.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Because I talked to about Mark Farner. Mm-hmm. Mark Farner's American band. Out of Petoskey, and I kind of texted him, and he's putting me in touch with his scheduler, because I told him that maybe this 4th of July we can finally have a fun festival over there.
Yes, finally. We've been talking about it for so many years. Now we'll actually have the opportunity. And this is a great 4th of July to have a huge blowout festival. I believe, is this our 250th?
Friday. Yeah, July 4th is on a Friday, and you got the whole weekend, basically.
Or is that next year? I forget. I can't remember which is 249 years. I can't do math.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. got it. Well, yeah. And the thing of it is, Ian, because of the weekend, because of the calendar, this could potentially turn into really a big event this year.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I have a lot going on. I wish I could tell you more. The only thing I can tell you right now on air is that our bourbon will be dropping in the first quarter of 2025. So very soon we will have an Iron Pig branded bourbon that you'll be able to pick up, not just in the restaurant, but at retail all across Michigan.
Excellent. Yes, 249 years. Almost 250 in 2025. I thought 250 and 25 would be cool, but nope, 249 is the number. The other component to this, the bands that you had lined up last year that weren't able to come because of the issues with the city, those are all still in play for possibly 2025?
We've just started that conversation, and it sounds like the folks that we were planning to have this last year for our Brisket Festival will be coming back. We also are adding a new artist. I don't want to say who, but potentially a member of Pink Floyd might be coming up here to jam with us. So we've got a lot of things in the works. Dave Landau, our good buddy comedian, he'll probably be coming out for this celebration. So we're really going to turn out that pavilion. And again, anybody can rent it out for whatever they want. We plan to do farmers markets, vendor markets, weddings, receptions of any kind, all kinds of stuff, political events. That's what this place was designed for.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got a lot of people chomping at the bit, and hopefully when you do open, even though it's not the big, huge, major grand opening that you plan in the spring, but hopefully when we do get it announced that you're going to be open for business, we'll get a lot of folks to come over and have dinner with you.
You know, I know a lot of people are absolutely chomping at the bit. We're excited to share all of this. It's such a cool story beginning to end, except for the part where the former restaurant was closed by COVID, but it just lends to everything that all of our supporters have helped us do over these last 4 years. And of course, we're coming into that season where November, December of 2020 was when we started being attacked. So it's all come full circle, you guys, and I just cannot express how thankful I am to everybody listening that has come and visited and participated in this Risk It for the Brisket movement, if you want to call it that. I'm just so thankful. We're all so thankful here. We can't appreciate you guys enough, and we hope that this new facility really shows that.
Yeah, absolutely. And final minute or so we got to go here. Any updates on the lawsuit with the health department, or are they just treading water over there on the government side?
It looks like they're just treading water. Really, what we're waiting for is a date to be set by the Court of Appeals for oral argument. So we'll go down to Lansing. We'll get to plead our case in front of the Court of Appeals. I have heard some rumblings that there is let me look it up real quick. There is an outside law firm that is potentially interested in picking up our case should it, for some reason, go over to the Michigan Supreme Court. The New Civil Liberties Alliance, they were actually the folks that helped bring down the Chevron decision